Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 73. I'm Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews, joined in the Springfield studio today with the beautiful and talented Jennifer Flowers. Hi, ladies.
Ooh, hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? I hear you got a storm.
A little one.
Just got a little ice again.
A little bit of ice, but it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, it had me binge watching for the first time TV yesterday. I binge watched Sign Sealed Delivered. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's the most vanilla thing you've ever seen in your life, but it's cute.
Well, I saw one last week called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Highly recommend that movie.
Oh, I've got to see that.
That won a lot of awards.
Yeah,
it did.
Terrific movie.
Yeah, I have got to see that. I keep forgetting.
And it's about strong women.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
We got strong women here in the Mid-South. In the South.
That's why I recommend the movie to you guys.
We'll kick your ass, I tell you.
And that's what the movie's kind of about, kicking ass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hollywood think they just now invented all of this stuff, you know, with the Me Too movement, and I'm all for them. But we've been doing it out here for a long time. Because we learned how to take care of ourselves when we're five.
Absolutely. And because it's Hollywood and it's the trend out there now, then it's getting so much notoriety and so much legitimacy. It just amazes me.
I know.
Because you said, this stuff's been going on a very, very, very long time. Forever.
Absolutely. And you learn real fast here how to take care of yourself. Uh-huh. Preferably before there's a problem.
Well, yes, because I grew up in the entertainment business, was a news reporter, and when women weren't welcomed into the newsroom, and I was treated very badly quite often, and I had no recourse.
Would you call it sexual harassment, or would you call it just
it was
pig of a man?
Both.
Okay.
Sexual harassment and just harassment.
Yeah.
Just see if we can
because
break
you
her.
Didn't,
see if we
you,
can run
you were
her off.
Breaking into the Billy's Club.
Yeah. The anchor, Roy Mitchell, who has passed since, this is in Little Rock, NBC affiliate,
mm-hmm.
KARK. He said to the president of the station, I was his idea because they had started doing the co-anchor thing.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to train as a co-anchor and be a news reporter in the interim and so on. And Roy Mitchell said, I'm not going to co-anchor with a man, much less a woman. And David Jones called me in to hire me and said, but I want to let you know what you're in for. This is not going to be easy for you.
Yeah.
He said, when I asked Gary Long, who was the news director at that time, what he thought about you, he said, well, she's a pretty girl with big I said, well, he's right about a couple things.
But there's more to it than that, right?
And David Jones said, well, yes, you do. And he said, we're going to do this if you're willing. He said, I just want you to know it's not going to be easy. And it wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was tough.
And there is a fine line. You know, today we've got a little Valentine's special here. And I tried to think about it all weekend. We're walking this narrow path to eliminating romance.
Oh.
We need to be safe. We need to not have people harassing. But we need to not give up romance.
Absolutely not. And when you say we, I think that it pertains more to men. Now, not that women don't do some of the harassing.
I agree.
In the minority, let's face it.
Yeah, it is.
It's the men that I think are going to get so paranoid and afraid.
And it's going to be the good ones are going to be paranoid.
Yeah, and they're not great at romance. No, no offense, Connor. They're not great at romance anyway.
Well, exactly.
Most of them.
Exactly.
I mean, some are, but most of them. And if they are, they're probably gay. They're probably closet gay.
Yeah.
And the ones that really know how to dress and be romantic and have their fingernails done. Like I said, they're probably gay. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it is kind of, I find it to be a very scary time in that respect.
It is. And I really don't want us to give up romance. I mean, sex is sex. I mean, it sounds like they're going to give that up too. I don't know, but I'm just thinking about romance. Maybe it's my age. You know, what is your idea of romance, Connor? Tell us.
Yeah.
I'm terrified to say nowadays, tell you the truth. I mean, you can't even flirt with anybody anymore without, worrying about something coming out somewhere. You know,
how about in a relationship, though?
Yeah.
How are you romantic?
How am I romantic? Usually surprise them with something I've remembered from what they've said 2 or 3 months ago.
That's great.
That is good. And I will say, a guy that remembers, listens, and talks back, you can't get much sexier than that.
Yeah, that's real sexy, Connor.
That's why I'm just listening today.
Keep that up.
Oh, we got you involved today. I didn't prompt you on that. We got you involved. You're our guy, okay?
Uh-oh. Well,
it's a very important from a man's perspective, because you can't really have any kind of romance unless you have two.
That's exactly right.
Well, at least two.
At least two. Okay. So, Jennifer, what about you? What's romantic?
Well, what Connor said, I think that's excellent.
Oh, I think that's an excellent choice, too.
Things that I've talked about that, and it could be just small things, changes I'd like to see happen, or, you know, take out the garbage every Friday. Or now, my ex-husband would quite often just bring me a rose.
Right,
that's nice.
He did some very nice things. Unfortunately, those didn't outweigh the bad. Or we'd still be married. But he would do things like that, and we had little characters that we did with each other with our voices, and we had names for these characters.
Oh, fun!
And we did that quite often. And that was fun, and that was romantic to us.
Well, yeah, and everybody's different.
Everybody's different, and everyone should, in a relationship, should determine what their romance is and proceed.
Well, and it changes with age.
Yes.
I was thinking yesterday, I was with my guy, and I made these breakfast tacos. We were snowed in, had some Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? It really doesn't get much better than this.
That's nice.
Yeah, probably at 30. I don't know if I would have thought it wasn't much better than this. I would have been like, get me out of here. Get this driveway cleared, But,
it's
not bad.
Definitely change with age, but. You know, if you're really enjoying that person's company, I think at any age, as I recall thinking back, would be great to be snowed in and just doing these things that you like to do together.
Exactly.
Whatever your thing is, and be satisfied.
Right. And of course, that's great to have somebody think you're great. I mean, whatever happened to that? You know, some of these harassment stories I'm hearing, actually, I would have taken as a compliment. Now, am I dense? Because believe me, I don't take anything off of men.
For example, what would you have taken as a compliment that's been out there?
I don't know. Somebody said my dress was nice. I wouldn't have, or would you like to have a drink? If I didn't want to go, I'd say no.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's the, maybe would you like to screw?
Well, yeah, or they touch me.
Or try to touch you.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the harassment.
Yeah.
But giving a compliment. Finus, my ex, had to go through training. He was with Prudential Securities for 25 years.
Yeah.
And at a point, they had training periodically.
Sure, sure.
As to what they could say or not say in the workplace to females. And they could not, after a point, compliment a woman like that. You look nice today.
Yeah. That's right. My aunt said about Penny. She said as much as 15 years ago, they said, don't pat somebody on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, right. I'm not really into hugging everybody I work with, but I might pat someone on the back or
me too.
Touch their arm, or.
Mm-hmm. But we as women would have to be careful.
We would
of that just as well as men do, because complimenting a man's shoes or shirt or patting him on his body on his back. Yeah. That he could
pat in his butt. That's off limits.
Well, yeah, that's even better. But
I like that.
That really might get us in trouble.
Nevertheless. Nevertheless, as we digress.
Would you hand over and get that stapler just one more time?
Yeah. We think those things. We don't always say it, but
no,
we think them.
I never have. I've had thoughts like when I see a good-looking man that's got a great ass, my thought is there is a God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby. I don't say that. I admire it.
Even though I tell my three sons that God perfected it with Eve. Mm-hmm. My gosh, I had them believing it when they were little. I could go on for hours driving in the car and telling them, well, he screwed this up when he made man, so he made it better here with Eve. I had to go back and backtrack.
That's
my
hilarious.
Kids believed it so
that
much.
So
I got a little carried away. I'm a storyteller after all.
That is so cute. I need to see their little eyes and listening to everything.
Oh, they were. Yeah. They would really get into that. I would get into telling it. But, so it's kind of funny.
You have a built-in audience there.
But I got three great kids. I kind of worry about my boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want them to all. I mean, one of my sons is married, but I want my sons to meet people, have a great relationship,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
have romance, have a great mm-hmm. sex life. And I'm very worried about it.
Yes, I can understand that.
Now, as we talk about this, we see all of this going on in the media mm-hmm. and in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a dichotomy. The other day, Wednesday, of course, is Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Freed hits the box office. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The post about that movie got the most likes of any post in history the other day.
Really?
Wow.
Now, let me tell you, I don't know if you all have listened to 50 Shades or watched it or read it or whatever you did. When you talk about Me Too and 50 Shades, you're talking about opposite ends of the spectrum. It is one of the best-selling books of all time.
I haven't read the book, and I've seen the first movie based on the book.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, but you know, they were two willing participants.
They were two willing participants, but in a lot of these situations, they've been willing. You know,
one of them is
Bill O'Reilly and Lee Sweal.
Uh-huh.
They had a 13-year relationship. Mm-hmm. 13 years later, she decides, well, had a power position over me,
mm-hmm.
so I want some money. To me, that's blackmail. She gets $32 million, though. That's a lot of jack.
Dad, gum. It's amazing.
Wow.
That certainly isn't right.
It isn't absolutely right. I mean, right. You can't be in a relationship that long and go, oh, gee, I didn't want to do that, really.
Well, since we're talking about that, in my situation, when I came public about
right.
my relationship, it was because the story...
With Bill Clinton.
The story had already broken.
Right,
okay?
Right.
It was already
out. Yeah, you didn't
there.
Kiss and tell first.
I would have never told.
Yeah.
But I felt like and was encouraged and influenced to tell it my way. And I very naively thought if I did, then that's all. Everybody would leave me alone, which obviously didn't happen that way. But there is a real big misconception of that. And I always like to make that point when I get the opportunity. I would have never talked about that relationship to anyone unless it would have been someone I could trust.
Right.
Never would I have done that.
I can't imagine anybody thinking you would have.
Well,
but I bet they did.
It's just like the entertainment business.
But see, I bet you, I kind of watched it. I kind of knew about the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
And I never once believed that.
You're informed. So many people, and I'm not going to be critical of a lot of people because they have their lives, their kids, their routines, their jobs. They don't take the time to get informed for the reason of being exhausted, being too busy or lazy. And they'll take the Clintons, and I don't certainly want to get off on this subject, but they were a huge power. They had a huge power structure that was extremely effective.
Still
it
do.
Came down on my head so fast. I describe it like being on a bull ride without a book of instructions. What the hell do I do next? And getting hit upside the head constantly. So I just had to do the best I could. Made some bad choices, but I was just trying to survive.
Absolutely.
But a lot of folks think, oh, no, she did. Like this gal, you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, she had that, saw the opportunity to make some money. Well, let me tell you, there's not enough money to justify what I've
been. But a lot of people think you got money.
I have made some money, you damn straight.
Well, because I mean, you couldn't got paid for Bill Clinton.
Oh, no.
You know, every time, do you know how many times since we've done the first interview?
Oh, we lost you there. We're back now, though. What timing
Jennifer
was that?
Mentioned the Clintons.
Yeah. What did you just say, Grace?
That... I said Jennifer mentioned the Clintons.
Yeah. That's
first time that's ever happened to us. We're on what? Episode 72?
73.
Well, I would tell you that I wouldn't doubt it, honestly. I don't know how they could intercept something like this, but I'm sure they can.
Oh, yeah.
But a funny story about something like that. I'm in Dallas. This is about 1992. Now, I clearly could tell that my phones were being tapped because there was this clicking. Back then, you know, the cell phones were as big as a brick.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't something that you just carried around all the time. I did have one, but I avoided carry it unless I was taking a trip or something for an emergency. And so I used my landline all the time. I had a very dear friend who has since passed away, my best friend in the world. I miss her so much. I have to tell you a story about this ring she gave me.
Yeah.
We were talking on the phone. And it was just clicking, clicking, clicking away. And she said, what is all that clicking? And it didn't start at the beginning when I moved in there. It started a while later. And I said, well, I don't really know, but I think probably the phone's being tapped. She said, really? You really think it's being tapped? I said, yeah, I think it is. And I said, but I can tell them, whomever's listening, that Bill Clinton still has a small... Well, the phone had kind of, the tapping had sort of subsided. And when I said that, it went click, 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 click. And we both just started laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, she said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, nothing. There's nothing I can do. I just don't ever say anything on this phone that I care that people know.
Exactly.
That was my world. So, but, yeah. Okay, Bill, stop it.
So back to our romance.
Romance.
It's Valentine's Day. Do you like Valentine's Day, Connor?
Not particularly. I've always had a relationship my entire life since I was a teen. I've always been in a relationship until like the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm kind of enjoying my freedom.
Well, and Valentine's is kind of a day when it makes you feel like you should be, or you should do something. My boys
like Christmas.
Hate it.
You know, Christmas is nice to be in a relationship.
Nope, don't get that feeling.
No, well, me either. But I never liked a big to-do. I didn't want to go out to dinner because it's so crowded.
Yeah.
But cooking a little dinner at home, having a nice bottle of wine with some candles and a rose, something sweet and some sweet
chocolate.
Ooh, babies.
I do like that chocolate. When I was younger, I was like,
oh my God,
don't give me the chocolate. You know, like, forget the other stuff. I want chocolate.
Yeah, that's my idea.
That sounds a lot better than going out for dinner and going dancing or something on a Tuesday.
Connor, come on up, baby. I got a really good bottle of wine.
All right.
I can show you the lake.
Deal.
Yeah,
she lives on the lake.
All right.
It's beautiful out there.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to send us some pictures.
I will. I'll do that. I don't have any fancy cameras. I'll just have to do it on my phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I guess
that's okay. Those darn phones are getting to the point they take pretty good pictures.
They do take good pictures.
I mean, they're not the same as a professional, but you know, they're pretty great pictures.
They really are. I'm amazed. Know. What's your idea of a perfect Valentine's Day and evening?
Basically, Grace? What you said.
Uh-huh.
I rarely go out when I'm supposed to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New Year's Eve,
no-no.
I don't usually go out. I mean, it's kind of like all the novices go out.
Yeah,
every Friday night, I meet my favorite hangout at happy hour.
Fun.
So, I mean, you know, it's just... But I do. I like dinner. I like cooking. I love a man that cooks.
Yeah. Me too.
I like to do something you don't ordinarily do.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And it can be the tiniest thing. I don't necessarily like to pretend it's a day not happening.
Well, good luck on that.
You know what I'm saying? I really want it to be recognized, but you don't really have to buy anything or just, you know.
Now, one time I put together a basket, and I put in it, I had the champagne, two champagne glasses with chocolate kisses in the glasses. And then I had all these lotions and bath salts and bubble bath.
That's a great
idea. Because part of the evening was to get in a big tub.
Yeah.
And have fun. So that I did that one year for.
That's a great idea. And I kind of like ethnic foods where you have an evening where you might put on an outfit that's from India.
That sounds like fun.
And you make Indian food.
That's great.
You know, I like
that's
doing those things.
That's a great idea. I like
that. Yeah. And a lot of times on Saturday night, I will do something like that. Not necessarily dress up like, you know, the maid or something. But
I do.
Just kind of like.
Maid.
I'm sure you do. You dress up like the maid. I'm not that
maid.
Creative. But, you know, it's fun. And I like music.
Oh, well, you know I do.
It's mean, music is.
What music is your ideal for?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a pop 70s person.
Well, I like Gene. I would say Gino Vanelli.
Oh, yeah.
Love Gino.
Yeah.
This agent that I use now and then is going to be representing him. And she called me the other day and asked me, you know, what places that she might contact in Branson.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, I think Gino would go over in Branson.
Oh, Gino would definitely go over.
I'd certainly go.
And you know, we're
come
near
over
Branson.
And we'll go backstage.
Oh, absolutely.
She said he still looks good.
Yeah. I love to go to the shows in Branson.
Talk about a beautiful guy. Back in the day.
He was. Oh, yeah.
That massive.
I had kind of forgotten about him, but
yeah.
I shouldn't have.
He's still out there.
But no, I just love music, and I believe that music is.
Well,
a place where a lot of people can connect.
That's been my life. And what I do constantly is hear something on the radio, especially from the 60s, 70s, 80s. I kind of 90s, some of the 90s. I'm not into the rap and the hip hop. But my mind immediately goes back to what I was doing at that, where I was performing.
Absolutely.
And who I was with.
Yeah.
At that time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I mean.
You know,
and you can re-experience the smells, the feeling. You know, I think that's why we like to go to concerts.
Men like that. Men are fine.
Now, even though some of these guys are a little burned out, it's still fun to go because it takes you back to where you were with that boyfriend, that breakup, or where you were in school. Or
so, you know, speaking
even
of
your
that,
parents.
You know, there's a famous groupie from Little Rock. Her name is Connie. They called her Sweet, Sweet Connie. And there's a line in the song by the American band, Sweet, Sweet Connie was doing her act. She had the whole show, and it's a natural fact. She would, her expertise was giving the band or the band leader a Now, no, and she was a substitute a school teacher.
Oh,
but Connie got around, and I... And said Huey Lewis was really well, God had been good to him.
Oh my goodness, I love Huey Lewis.
I wonder what she thought when she saw that little Bill had. She probably thought, well, this might be easier.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's rumored that when the Troopers did their book,
yeah,
there was something in there that Connie was at some function where he was speaking and they went in the stairwell. He went in the stairwell with her. Of course, he denied it.
Yeah, well, sure he did.
But, you know, like I said, she was
Connie.
A famous
I don't know why. I vaguely feel like I've heard of Connie. But
Sweet, Sweet Connie.
Yeah, I really do.
Let me tell you, she got all the backstage passes she wanted.
Oh, I bet she did. Oh, my goodness.
God
I bet
her.
She did. But
I don't know if she's still with us, if she's still in Little Rock. I have no idea what's become of her, but...
Yeah.
She was very active for a very long
time. That would
time.
Be interesting to know.
We'll have to find
little
out.
Well, school teacher had a little extracurricular activity.
Well, she certainly did.
Apparently.
But, I mean, she was famous, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I just know I've heard of her. I'm gonna have to, like, think about that a little
well,
more.
Well, they actually interviewed her after the Troopers did the book. And
oh, yeah?
And she was in it. You know, they interviewed her. about it. She does. Oh, yeah. About Bill.
Arkansas is a crazy place, I tell you.
It's a small state. I said, if one person gets a venereal disease, everybody goes to the doctor.
We used to make jokes about
Speaking
Arkansas.
Oh, I've never had it. Let's make this clear.
The word will be.
I was just teasing. You know, that's my sense of humor. You know that, right?
Absolutely. So absolutely. And I think that's a lot of people over 45 sense of humor. Uh-huh. I don't know what it's going to be like in the future.
I don't either. But at least we have each other. We have Connor. We still have people around us that get it.
Exactly. So when you meet somebody, do you want somebody like you or opposite of you?
What makes
a good relationship?
I like a mix, actually. I think I have a lot of good attributes. I have a big heart.
Exactly.
I'm creative. I'm fun. I like to have fun. Absolutely. I love to laugh. I like adventure. I like to stay at home and be quiet.
Right.
I'm very hard-headed. There's a downside now. and so on. I mean, I certainly have my downside, but I'd like all that in a man. What I just said, the attributes I just named, I'd like all that in a man. I would.
But, for example, do you like sports?
Well, I was engaged to a guy that was, it was wall-to-wall ball. He liked golf. He liked tennis.
Yeah.
He liked football.
Every sport
he liked
imaginable.
Basketball. And I got so sick of it that for the longest, I refused to watch sports, anything, after I got rid of him.
Yeah. Oh, they do. There's those that will burn you out. I've been burned out before.
But I do like sports. And I won't go to or support any more pro teams.
Yeah, they've just gotten ridiculous.
Because the disrespect so many of them have shown our country. And just the ripoff that goes on. I don't understand why the American public in general that go goo-goo don't have find it offensive that they have to pay $10 for a beer. Or, you know, God knows what for seats and tickets. And it's all that is going into their pockets, the players and the owners.
I went to a playoff game just a few weeks ago, and a hot chocolate was very cold. Mm-hmm. $12.
What?
Yeah, well,
it wasn't that great. Mine's a lot better.
Well, I went to one of the Saints games and with a friend, and he said, would you like to drink? And I told him a beer.
Yeah.
I love beer. Well, anyway, he came back and he said, now, not that it matters. I could care less. But
right.
He said, this beer was $10.
Yeah, I think that's high.
And I said, well, that's,
Yeah, I dare.
But I like college football and some high school.
I love watching high school kids. They have all the heart.
And I love
And they're doing
basketball.
It because they love the game.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And that is sweet. Not that I just go out to high school games just to be going in, but high school and college I like much better.
Yeah, that's my deal.
And I like basketball better than football.
Me too.
And baseball is just far too hot out there and it moves too
it's
slow
hot,
for me.
Just,
I like a little more
slow.
Action. It's like I used to like to watch slow pitch better than baseball or fast pitch because they never hit the ball. In slow pitch, they hit the ball almost every time.
You know, it really helps me if I'm having sex with one of the players.
Well, yeah.
Then I can get into it.
You get into it a lot more because, you know, when they win.
It makes a big difference. For me,
it does make a big difference.
Yeah.
So, but I've been around athletes all my life, so, you know, I go back and forth between hating it and loving it, you know, but
that.
I'm like you, the pros, I'm kind of done with. When you quit standing for the national anthem, you know, I'm kind of done.
I'm done.
You know, that's just ridiculous.
How about the price of the ticket to the Super Bowl?
My gosh, the cheapest one the day before was $5,000-something?
Oh, yeah. My God.
A ticket, $5,000, the cheapest, you say?
Yeah.
I heard they go up to the moon.
Well, it's getting ridiculous.
Now, come on.
Well, and listen, today on the news, they said that Disneyland has raised their prices again.
Is this a joke or is this true?
No, this is true.
You're looking at me like your best.
Yeah. No. $524 to take a family of four just to get in the gate. That's not any food, not any extras. You know, a lot of people can't afford that. Well, I mean, and the room prices are crazy.
That's ridiculous.
In Orlando.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I think that's very disrespectful to families.
I think it is, too.
And the population that has supported them and made them what they are. And now they're going
to
price gouge them.
And that's exactly what it is. It is price gouging.
Yeah, it is.
You know, how much money do some of these places and people need?
Well, really, especially.
I mean, how much money can you really spend in one lifetime?
So that's off the list for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
It is off the list.
I went to Disney World, and you're standing in lines. It was hot. Everything's extremely expensive.
Oh, just crazy.
And you can go in these buildings that that specialize in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And, well, I'd rather be there than stand there and look at it up on a big screen. I mean, I just wasn't impressed.
Yeah. I was mildly.
Maybe it's
I haven't been for a while, but I was mildly impressed. But I'm not really a theme park person.
No, I'm not either.
And really, I guess when you go, when you take a kid, it's really for the kids.
I would say that it would be great to watch it through the eyes and experience of a kid.
Exactly. I could never take my kids because one of my kids cannot ride rides. So that's kind of sad, but well, I went before I had kids. So, and I was mildly impressed, you know. We go to Silver Dollar City around here.
Yeah, I haven't been. I've never been.
I have been. I do like the Hirshners. They're really good to us.
I think it's a blessing.
They're good to us. And
they do a great job.
They send us passes every year, so I like them.
There you go. I want a pass.
I appreciate them.
I wanted to go out at Christmas time.
Yeah, and they really give back to the community. It's too high to get in there, but they do give back a lot to the community. And it's not near as high as Six Flags or World's Fun or Disney.
What is it to get in?
About $60.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably a season pass. So It's really not, it's bad, but it's not terrible.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've been paid for years. So I thank the Hirshens very much.
Yeah. And like
it's a great place to go walk around. I mean, you know, I'm a walker. I like to walk and I like to have some variation. So
Keep your interest.
Be a good Valentine gift for someone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Season passes.
There you go.
Sure, there's an idea.
What else is a good gift for you?
I don't know. Is a dog a good gift?
Sure.
I mean, if you know somebody wants a dog.
Well, sure, a kitty. That's good.
I've been thinking about getting a golden doodle. Yeah. I don't want one yet. I have to say that out loud. I don't want one for 2 more months because I got to do some traveling. So.
Yeah, that's
it. I don't want to end up with one Wednesday.
That's an important issue, though. When you know,
I need somebody to walk with me because, you know.
Those are sweet dogs.
They are sweet dogs, and they're hypoallergenic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
I'm still contemplating what a golden doodle is.
It is a poodle crossed with a golden retriever. So they like the water. You know how much I love the water. So I can have a dog that can walk and swim with me.
It's a dog, then.
They're really
yes. The golden doodle is a dog.
Oh, I thought I had a golden doodle. Sorry. Never mind.
Oh, that was funny.
Well, prove it.
I kept calling him Golden Noodles for a while. One of my kids was, no, it's Doodle. I said, I don't know why I'm saying that. You know, we have a craft plant here, and they actually have a golden noodle in front, a giant golden noodle in front of the craft plant where they make the macaroni and cheese.
Okay. That kind of craft. I get you.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
But I think that would be a good idea, but mostly chocolate. I like flowers too.
Yeah, flowers and chocolate.
Especially
great.
If they're in a vase I can keep. But really the chocolate is the thing. You know? Don't give me too much.
Well,
you know,
really. It's hard to stop.
Yeah, it is hard to stop. But man, there used to be a local place called Love Bites.
Uh-huh.
And she sold out. But she did these chocolate truffles
uh-huh.
to die for.
Oh, my. I love chocolate truffles.
Yeah. They were very good.
Oh, gosh,
what about you? What would be a good present for you for Valentine's Day, Connor?
Me? There's a company in Ontario that gives you a heart-shaped box with 12 different strains of cannabis in it and some lotions and lube. I think it's $269. Great Valentine's gift.
There you go. Lordy.
It's got edibles in it, too. It's got like chocolate and gummies and all kinds of edibles in there as well. So
perfect.
Yeah, that would be absolutely perfect for me.
Is it? Does it come in a heart-shaped box?
Yes, it does.
I forget that this stuff is legal.
It's just medically illegal, but they say we're on the list to become legal, recreational. We do have our first cannabis shop. We're in on Campbell Street. I haven't been over there.
Really? I didn't know that.
They started following me on Instagram for some reason, probably because I hang around you.
It's my fault.
It is your fault. I'm pretty sure of your posts have kind of, you know, somehow got me on that list. But
Could be.
I'm glad to know we have a place here.
Yeah. So
we have about 30, I think, dispensaries in this town. I think there's 100,000 people.
So
it's quite saturated.
You guys are a bunch of potheads.
Yeah, everybody's high all the time.
Well, we've kind of stepped up because it's not legal here yet, but the city's been friendly enough to know that solves a lot of issues. People with pain, people addicted to opiates, whatever. Our city council, we've been lucky enough that they've allowed the pot shops or the cannabis dispensaries to basically put their own governance in place so that they test all the product, and they call it the Nanaimo Cannabis Coalition. So they're even gone a step further.
That's awesome. Than
government has even gone. So I know that if you go down at a dispensary here, you're getting clean stuff. There's no chemicals, there's no additives, nothing.
And that is important. And that is what scares me about kids getting bad drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to step back. Does it really help with the opioid issue?
I think it definitely does.
I mean, I know you've said that, but
if I wasn't on cannabis, I would be having to take opiates. So
that's
there you
true
go.
Because of the cancer.
Wow. Well,
that's a much better choice for me. Much better.
Absolutely. But as far as addicted people, we don't really know yet. I mean, people that maybe don't have cancer, they've just gone through grandma's cabinet, got some opioids, now they're on heroin. We don't know if the legalization of cannabis somehow eliminates some of that addictive behavior.
I think commonsensically, in my mind, it would help.
I think it would, too. I agree. I just, we really have a problem here. And
I think
it would be so worth it. We could use the tax money.
Yeah, well, you guys would see a lot of that cleaned up. As a matter of fact, there's some European countries that have legalized all drugs, and they regulate them. And the people that were once on the street and addictive have become contributing members of society now. They're holding down jobs, so there's some really interesting concepts to around, how governments should be possibly handling drugs.
That's we need to talk about that.
Well, obviously we need to think of alternative ways to deal with this problem.
So far
what we've done hasn't worked. So to
the
be
war
open-minded
on drugs is not winnable.
Yeah, I love Reagan and I like Nancy, but when she said just say no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
It's a good idea, but
it's a great idea.
It just does not all great ideas work.
It doesn't solve the problem.
And she cared. It was a great thing for her to take on, a great issue.
We gave her something.
But
she needed to go eat something.
She really needed some cannabis so she'd get hungry.
She was emaciated.
She's so skinny.
I guess we sort of come to the conclusion that at this age, we like food and chocolate for romance.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly. Moon, chocolate, and cannabis.
I think we're in agreement there.
And all the good bath stuff.
You know, oh, yeah, you like that bath stuff right here. Yeah, the oil and the massage thing. I mean, who can get enough massages?
Oh, I know. I try to go at least once a week.
I really like the whole massage thing.
It's very therapeutical, actually.
Pardon me?
Besides the fact that it feels great.
Yeah.
It's really very healthy.
It is very good for you, yeah, to get that
I get this
blood
facelift,
circulating.
When I get my facelift, or nip and tuck is better than, it's really not a facelift. I'm going to go get, immediately, a couple days after, get a massage.
Well, it will help the healing process.
I would hope so.
Absolutely.
This is an interesting one because they're not putting me under.
I know, that kind of freaks me. No. I like to be put under. Put me under first before you do anything is what I always tell
them.
It's
not my first time to the circus. So, yeah. And I can tell you the more often you know this, you go under, it becomes more dangerous.
Yeah, that's true.
So in that respect, I'm glad to try it this way. They're going to give me a couple Valium. And, of course, dead
that
in the
will
area,
work.
So
yeah.
I probably will go to sleep.
And they have a lot of things they can give you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without putting you under.
Yeah.
You know, when I had that stone in my neck, they gave me fentanyl. Well, it didn't knock me out.
You didn't care.
I didn't care much. No. But it didn't last very long because that thing started hurting pretty quick.
Bless your heart.
Anyway, we digress. Are you there, Connor?
Yes, I am. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm scared to say anything too much.
I know you're scared.
Well, when it comes to this Me Too thing and everything, I think it's just better that I keep
my okay, well, shut. Let me ask you this. Are you going to quit dating?
I have. If it happens, it happens. But, you know,
well,
I'm not going
not
out and looking for it.
Without you doing, I mean, I think romance relationships cannot be passive.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't even give it much thought, actually. I'm happy just the way I am.
Well, I think that a lot of people are feeling like you have.
I'm feeling this way because I've been engaged 8 times and married once. I certainly had my share. But it's partly probably too because of the emotional roller coaster I was on taking care of mom.
Right.
I couldn't even think about or entertain the thought of a relationship at that
right.
point. So I'm kind of out of that way of thinking. But there are. It requires a lot of energy and effort, like you're just saying.
Right.
So.
And it's fine if you come to that conclusion because of your life, whatever's going on in your life. But if it's because of the Me Too movement.
Oh, it's, yeah. Well, mine's not.
Then,
no.
That
no, mine
worries
has
me.
Nothing, no, mine has nothing to do with that, really. It's just, I honestly, I don't have the time to devote to a new relationship. So it's not fair for the other person. So I don't even bother looking, really.
But I think there will be a lot of men that will be hesitant.
Absolutely.
To even ask a person out on a date.
Especially at work.
I even see the way my 21-year-old, the way he approaches dating, it is very, very passive. And I'm like, this isn't going to happen if you don't, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I happen to know a girl he likes. He keeps showing up and just waiting on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of afraid to be misconstrued, I guess is what you might say.
Well, that's a hard time.
It's sad. It's sad because we sure had a hell of a lot of fun at that point.
Yeah.
Flirting and being ridiculous.
It's still fun to flirt.
You know.
That flirting
I hate to
fun.
See kids give that up.
I don't think they will. Like any little fad or trend. You know, Hollywood will get tired of this, and once they do, it'll be a while.
Yeah.
But once they do, then the media won't make it worthy of any other. I mean, they don't even mention me and Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick in reference to this Me Too movement. You
no,
would think
they
that
don't.
These women, the first woman that came out about Harvey Weinstein, she's the first one and only. That's
oh, they just brutalized her. Did you see she got picked up for cocaine being in a coat? She had left a coat on a plane. Rose McGowan?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
She had left a coat on the plane last January.
Mm-hmm.
Well, suddenly, and what was it, about October, Connor?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
picked her up because there was cocaine in the pocket of that coat
huh.
that she didn't even have in her possession.
Right. Right. Interesting.
Yeah, do you think that was an accident?
No, of course not. That, you know, I can relate to things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, and I don't believe it was hers. I don't know.
Setups.
But the setups, I mean, that's scary because it's very hard to defend yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You know, very hard.
I was so grateful that I hadn't really participated in or done anything illegal or participated in orgies or group sex. When I say that, I mean, I would do it if I have the right to do it if I feel like it.
Right.
But I just so happened to have not.
Right.
The media, they went back to my friends from elementary school. They were calling and wanting to say, well, was she sexually active early, or was she overly interested in sex as a 10-year-old? And because they would call me, my friends would call and tell me. And
oh
this
gosh.
One girl said, I said, she wasn't any more interested in it than any of the rest of us. You know,
yeah.
It was just, we were all in that time.
Right.
That we were interested to whatever extent.
Yeah.
He was trying to.
However kids are.
They were trying to put words in her mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm real familiar with the little setup program. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to mention the fact that they have taken Donald Trump Jr.'s wife to the hospital. She opened a letter that had white powder in it.
Oh, wow.
We got to hope and pray somebody did not send something horrible to their apartment.
That just happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, I hate that.
So,
I can tell you when I had my club in New Orleans, a package came one day, and my husband was married at the time, took it and put it in the dumpster.
Oh,
and called the police. We wouldn't accept packages.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in that place where I was afraid.
Oh, yeah.
And come to find out, it was from a friend who was just sending me a little gift and welcoming me to town and just being sweet. But we didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't tell from the packaging.
Careful.
We couldn't tell from the packaging who it was from.
Right.
So it scared
well,
us.
Well, and in this climate, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, so did they just take her to the hospital as a precaution?
I believe so. It's so new, I don't even know.
Okay.
Wow. So, whatever, it was certainly intended to scare her. Well, let's hope that's it. Let's hope it's talking about her or something.
Yeah,
let's hope it's not anthrax.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely agree there.
Yeah, and we don't always agree, but life's a journey, and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anybody's victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Jennifer, and Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Jennifer, you have to come back and visit us sometimes.
Again. Thank you. Thank you. I certainly will. I've enjoyed it, guys. Thanks again.
We have to.
It's been fun and a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. G-Ma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.